welcome to the Genius Show. You all dream about a perfect, healthy body. Catherine Smith can help you. Let her introduce herself. So please, a warm welcome to Catherine Smith.
Good evening, Stacy. Thank you for the invitation.
You're always welcome. So, can you present yourself quickly?
Of course. So, I'm Catherine Smith. I'm a nutritionist for 12 years, and I write books about nutrition to help people to improve their health through alimentation. Besides, I recently published a new book.
Yes, I have it here. It's called How the Gut to Change Your Alimentation, right?
Exactly.
So, can you tell us more about it?
Yes, so in my book, I explain everything about the gut flora and the link it has with our health.
So you just spoke about the gut flora. I don't really know what it is. Do you know it? Yes, I think we need a short explanation.
Well, put simply, your gut is a long tube that starts at your mouth and ends at your anus. The gut helps us to digest food. It's responsible for processing food and drink. Most of us don't think about it this way, but the gut is actually an incredibly important barrier between your body and the outside world.
Oh, really?
Yes, that makes your gut a huge player in the immune system, because it's the first line of defense between you and anything dangerous you happen to swallow. Have you ever touched something dirty, like your phone or your keyboard, and then cooked or put your hands around your mouth? Then you've probably introduced some kind of pathogen to your gut. And if you didn't get sick from it, you have your gut flora to thank for it.
Well, let us all think our gut flora now. But wait, what is exactly the purpose of the gut flora?
The gut flora protects against invaders in all kinds of ways.
Very interesting. And I heard somewhere that our gut was full of bacteria. Is that right?
Indeed, you're true.
That's actually a little bit freaky, don't you think?
Don't worry. They are good and useful bacteria. The gut flora is the name given to the complex community of microorganisms living in the digestive tracts of humans and other animals. Your gut contains the largest, densest, and most diverse microbial community in your body. There are 10 times as many bacteria in the gut than there are cells in the body.
Wow! Yes, I'm impressed too.
More often than not, the relationship we share with our gut flora is a symbiotic one.
Oh, and why is it helpful?
You mean essential. Provide nutrients and a comfortable home, and they help break down our food and absorb nutrients.
Okay, I think we all see the importance of our gut flora. So, how can we keep us and our gut healthy?
To improve your immune function, aside of vitamin D, good sleeping, etc., the basic things, you can take care of the gut flora. First of all, it's important to respond to the call of nature when it comes to. Trying to hold it can lead to constipation.
I always asked myself this question. Why do we get constipated? This is so painful.
In many cases, constipation is caused by not eating enough fiber or drinking enough water. You should eat fibers every day because they are essential for helping the gut move waste products.
So, what do you advise us to eat?
Look out for whole grains and stick to brown bread, rice and pasta to ensure you're getting plenty of forage. So you can always eat spinach. It's a fantastic source of vitamin A and also provides zinc, both of which are essential for maintaining a healthy gut lining.
Oh, okay. So, thank you for all this fantastic tip. I think we're all going to learn from your intervention at our Genius Show. I encourage everybody to buy the wonderful book of Catherine Smith. Thank you for your coming. Bye!
Bye!